going on, everyone? This is Anthony Church, and you're now listening to The Artist Hangout with my guy, Femi Max.
Welcome to the Artist Hangout podcast with Femi Max, the number one podcast in Nigeria and Africa that prioritizes emerging artists. And you know how we do it on each episode, bringing to you nothing but the best content as it relates to music, artists, and all that. I know I've been away for a while now. I really apologize. You know, I've been caught up with a lot of unpleasant stuff, but I'm back. Yeah, I'm back, and I'm back with an amazing one. You know, on this session today, I'll be making some predictions on the forthcoming Headies 2023 nominations, the Headies Awards coming up very soon. I think, you know, it's a very competitive one. You know, on each category, I'm seeing really amazing, you know, nominations. And I'm hoping really that my predictions come to pass, though. I made some predictions on, you know, Davido's album. Actually, some came to pass and some didn't come to pass. I had people, you know, texting me, saying stuff that, no, you're not good at making predictions. But hey, I'm back and I'm going to make some predictions on the Headies Awards. And I promise you, out of a 10, I'm going to get like, let me say a 5, maybe a 6, probably a 7. But actually, from the nominations, you can actually predict, you know, who's going to be coming tops in each category. Anyways, a big shout out to Burna Boy. You know, He came out tops, you know, making the most notes on the list with a total of 11 nominations. He also battles for the album of the year with Davido, Rema, Asake, Omale, and Victorny. This year's award will also recognize international artists who have made their marks in the Nigerian music industry. The nominees for the 2023 International Artist of the Year category includes Drake, Future, Selena Gomez, Don Toliver, and Ed Sheeran. So, in this category, though, I think Future will be winning this. Yeah, I think Future. Well, Drake. Future is going to be winning this. But anyways, I'll be leaving in some, you know, comments on my Spotify page. I hope you, you know, vote for your favorite, you know, contestant or your favorite nominee who you think will be coming out tops in each category. So, for the best recording of the year, we have Alone by Burna Boy, Soweto by Victorny and Tempo, I'm a Mess by Omale, Closer by Oxlade, Stand Strong by Davido, No Woman, No Cry by Tems. Wow, this is a really tough one, you know, this is a really tough one, but I think Alone by Burna Boy was great. It was a great song. Soweto, Victorny, and Tempo was okay. I'm a Mess by Omale was awesome. Closer by Oxlade. Stand Strong by Davido was great. No Woman, No Cry, awesome. But I think for the best recording of the year, Closer by Oxlade is going to take this. Take it or leave it. Make sure you make your own predictions on my Spotify page. Let's see whose prediction is going to come through. So, over to the next one. Producer of the year, we have Magic Sticks with the Sungba remix. We have Fuse, Electricity. We have Andre Vibes and London on Calm Down. Tempo on Soweto, Kelpie on Paper, so that song by Wandeco featuring Olamide, and we have Rexy on Abracadabra, that song where Wizkid came on the, you know, remix. So if I'm to pick one, I'll go with Rexy. I think that song Abracadabra, you know, it was the tune of that time, you know. Yeah, I like the flows of the song, though. But Magic Stick song, down, okay, feels Electricity. Yeah, if Electricity will not take back this nomination, then definitely it's going to be Rexy Abracadabra. So that's my prediction on the category for the producer of the year. So over to the next one, songwriter of the year. I think, okay, we have Loyal by Simi, I'm a Mess, Omalay, Lift Me Up by Thames, Alone by Burna Boy, In My Mind by Buju BNXN, then Earth Song by Wizard Chan. So on this category, I think Omalay, I'm a Mess, Alone, Burna Boy, Thames. Ah, God, very. This is a very, you know, complicated one, you know. But if I'm to go for, I'll go for Alone by Burna Boy. Alone by Burna Boy. Songwriter of the year, Alone, Burna Boy. I don't care what anybody says. This song is definitely bagging the nomination for the songwriter of the year. Give me your predictions too. Give me your own predictions too. So over to the next one. Best R&B single. We have For My Hand, Burna Boy, feat. Ed Sheeran, Madu, by CK, Just For You, Dami Oniru, Red Wine by Priye, Hard to Find, Chike, featuring Flavor, and Loyal by Simi, featuring Fave. I don't need to push this too much. For My Hand, Burna Boy, featuring Ed Sheeran, takes it. Best R&B single category, Burna Boy featuring Ed Sheeran is taking this. Period. Over to the best rap single. I think we have, okay, yeah, Hustle by Reminisce. I carry my hustle for my Oh, I like that song. Okay, Hustle, Reminisce featuring Buju, Big Energy, Larry Poe, Big Energy, Back in the Uni by Black Bones, Bando Diaries by Psycho, YP featuring Odumodu Black, then Declan Rice, Odumodu, then we have my bro, Jerick the Hustler featuring Fino. I like Hustle, but I carry my kite, that song. But Benny, we already know Declan Rice, Odumodu, that song was a hit. So I think for the best rap single category, Odumodu is taking this. Yeah, Odumodu. Period. Leave your votes. Let's see. Mark my words, Odumodu is taking this. So to the best vocal performer, female category, we have nominees are Loyals by Simi, YJ, In Between, Niniola with Memories, Adua Remix, Leah, Red Wine by Priye, Itams, Just For You, Dami Oniru. Ililu, YJ, In Between. Nope. Memories by Niniola. Ah, that girl good. Memories. Wow, this is a tough one too. Okay, I'll go for Niniola. Yeah, with Memories. Best vocal performer category, female. Best vocal performance, sorry, female. Memories by Niniola. Okay, so over to the next category. Best vocal performance, male. I'll say. Okay, Closer by Oxlade, My Only Baby, Rick Kazani, Love Don't Cost a Dime, by Magix, Love Don't Cost a Dime, Spells Remix by Chike, Reckless by Praise, Paper Soul by Wandeco. We already know the answer to this, Love Don't Cost a Dime by Magix, simple and short. Over to the next one, which is the best alternative song. We have Earth Song by Wizard Chan. We have Final Champion, Creos Hatino, The Traveler, Basket Mouth, and The Caveman. In a Loop by B.O.G., Melissa. Game Changer by Flavor, Tinko by Obong Jia. I don't know how to pronounce that name. I actually don't even know this artist. But okay, best alternative song. If he had gone for Tinko Tinko by Obong, just as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would have said it, Frank would have said, he said, if he had gone for Tinko Tinko, well, you would have been wrong. If he had gone for In a Loop by B.O.G. Melissa, you would have also been, let's go for a short break. But you would have been wrong, though. I think Ed Song by RZA Chime has, you know, some capacity of winning this nomination, this category, and also Game Changer by Flavor. That song was a hit. So if Ed Song by RZA Chime ain't gonna take this, Game Changer definitely by Flavor is gonna be taking, you know, the nomination for the best alternative song. Best music video we have in this category back in Uni, Black Bones, Pelix. We have PBUY by TJ Omori. We have Spell Remix by Director Pink. Common Person by Director K. Bandana by TJ Omori, the expensive director. We have Calm Down Remix, Director K. Director K. Best music video, I go for Calm Down Remix by Director K. Information just reaching me on the issue at Lasso, where Bella Shmurda and Odumodu Black were, you know, attacked in the school. Daniel Riga on his Twitter handle was saying it makes them feel unappreciated and goes to show how unsafe our universities have become for not only celebs but students in general. This is a cause for concern. Definitely it is a cause for concern. Just a little show where, you know, people were just supposed to have fun and all, turning into something of violence is not acceptable. So back to the issue on Grand, which is the Headies Awards. Please, before I proceed, let's desist from all this kind of things, actually. Let's stop this kind of things. You know, we are cultism and all that stuff. We are above that now. Cultism is for kids, it's for children. So back to the matter on Grand. I came across a video earlier on today of this kids maker that sang Machala. You know, I had him complaining of his music not being nominated at the Headies. He was so, you know, pissed and upset, and I don't know, Machala was a hit though, so I don't know why that song wasn't nominated. If I had my chance to, I think the song is a good song, but is it what being nominated? Was that song what being nominated? So I don't know. Just let me know what you think in the comment section. And also, there was this comment I saw Dan Riga post as regards the head this year. So I'm still trying to go through the comments. The post, sorry. Okay, yeah. Okay, I've seen it. He said Davido shouldn't be nominated for Album of the Year. Timeless isn't that good. MI's album, The Guy, should be on the list and also nominated for Best Rap Album. Furthermore, Fave should be among the best vocal performance. Female and Johnny Drew, male, How Are You My Friend, also deserves multiple nominations. Headies organizers did an awful job. Wow. Oh, How Are You My Friend? That song was actually a very good song, you know. Song trended. And Fave. Had a lot of collaborations also this year. Yeah, she did some with Davido and some other prominent artists. And Fave is a good you know, she's a good vocalist though. I don't know. So just let me know in the comment section. Let me not be the one to cast the stone. So over to the next category, which is best collaboration. We have Asaka Fi Burna Boy Sungba remix. Sorry, Asake Fi Burna Boy Sungba remix. Buju Fi Kiss Daniel Shea Vibes. Gwagwalada Feels Fi Buju Fitness. If I heard my business. Spiral featuring Tiwa Savage. Who's your guy? Feels featuring Davido. Electric or more. This is a very tight category. Feels featuring Davido. Electricity. Wandiko featuring Olamide Pipaso. Best collaboration. Bro, Gwagwalada. I enter from Fitness. Ah, who's your guy? God. Now, bro, for this session, I'll just let you guys choose because it's too tight. She na Sungba won't talk. She na Gwagwalada Abina Fitness. This who's your guy? I think Spyro might go with this though. I think Spyro might go with this because Who's Your Guy was one song everybody was just, it became a street anthem actually. Who's your guy? Not only me, that song. There's a possibility that, Gwagwalada or Spyro. If it's not Gwagwalada, it's definitely going to be Spyro for the best collaboration category. So over to the next one, which is the best street hop artist. We have Rexy featuring Neramali and Skibby Abracadabra, Shea Vibes, Chance, Asake, Joha, Zlatan featuring Young John, Hasta La Vista, Poco Lee and Hot Kid, Otilo, Mubad, Peace. Bro, best street hip hop artist is going to Rexy featuring Neramali and Skibby Abracadabra. That is it. Over to the next one. Afrobeat single of the year. Last Burna Boy Rush. Nominees are, yes, Last Burna Boy Rush, Ira Star, Booga, Kiss Daniel, and Techno, Finesse, and Who's Your Guy? Spyro Ashiwaju Ruga. Bro, Afrobeat single of the year, last is taking it, period. Headies Viewer's Choice category, the nominees are Ruga, Ashiwaju, Soweto by Victoni and Tempo. We have Fireboy and Asake Bandana. We have Ira Star, Rush, Terminator by Asake, Mavens, Overloading, Overdose, Crayon, Iju, Laba Laba, Oxlade, Closer, Kiss Daniel, and Techno, Booga, Fuse and Davido, Electricity. Headies Viewer's Choice. Man, leave this one. We'll go leave this one for Headies to choose, I beg. Best West African Artist of the Year, Gaiki from Ghana, Black Sheriff from Ghana, The Therapist from Liberia, Kamador from Ghana, Best Eastern Artist of the Year, Zuchu, Diamond Platnumz, Ray Vani, Eddie Kenzo, Hiwan, Gabriel World. So for the best West African artist of the year, I think that is going to, we all know, Black Sheriff from Ghana, and best East African artist of the year, Diamond Platnumz, period. Best not African artist of the year. Wow, I don't know these guys from Morocco. I don't know them that much. Best South African artist of the year, aka may your soul rest in perfect peace. Nasty C, Costa Teach, may your soul rest in perfect peace. Uncle Waffles, Focalistic, and DJ Tariko. If I'm to pick one, it has to be from AKA or Costa Teach, and I'm definitely going for, bro, It's a tight one, aka Costa. Costa. I'm definitely going for Costa Titch. Best Central African Artist of the Year, Fally Ipupa from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Gaz Mawete, Libyanka. I'm going for Libyanka. We have some other nominees, but bro, Libyanka. Best R&B Album, we have Home by Johnny Drill, The Brothers Keeper, Chike, Reckless by Praise, YG 2.0, Matter of Time, Dami Oniru. To be honest, Simi, I think Home by Johnny Drill is taking the best R&B album category. I think John Drew is going to be taking this award. Best Alternative Album, Horoscopes by Basket Mouth, Bagada Express by BOJ, Some Nights Dream of Doors by Obong, Sabaru Boys, Final Heaven, Creel Santino, Heart of the Heavenly, Undeniable, Somadena, Native Word, Native Sound System. I think for this category, Best Alternative Album, I've listened to Horoscope, Basket Mouth, Some Nights, No, Bagada Express by BOJ, yeah. Hearts of the Heavenly. Bro, this one is a tight one. Very tight one. I would have gone for Horoscope by Basket Mouth. Yeah, that would be my choice. But I know it's a 30-50 chance. I mean, 30-60 chance. So probably someone else might come through. I'm not too sure of this. So over to the next Best Rap Album. We have Fly Talk Only, Paper. We have Panwai Music, Show Them Camp, Volume 3. We have Young Preacher, Black Bones. Teslim, The Energy Still Lives in Me. Amazing album. And I don't know why MI album, the guy is not here. I really don't know why. This is what Danny Riga was talking about. MI album should have been here. The guy should have been here. But if I'm to pick, I'll go for Black Bones did extremely well, you know, in his Young Preacher album. And also, Teslim, The Energy Still Lives in Me. Wow, amazing tracks that were there. But I know that Black Bones will be taking this. Black Bones will be taking it. But I really hope that it will be Vector, though. I really hope it will be Vector. We have the album of the year. Oh, God. From here, I see Burna Boy. I see Asake. I see Rema. I see Omale. I see Victoni. I see Davido, Timeless. See, I think this is the one I'll be using for my Spotify. For my Spotify challenge, you know. Album of the year. Who do you think will be taking this? These nominees are all fire. All these albums are fire, you know. Breaking records, Love Damini, everywhere. Timeless is everywhere. Rave and Roses, oh God. This will be the challenge. I won't pick. If I pick anyone here now, I'll holla at the set. Now trap at the set for myself. Over to the next one, Song of the Year. We have Calm Down, Last, Closer, Buga, Finesse, Sungba. Calm Down is going to be the song for the year, definitely. It's Calm Down by Rema. Calm Down, baby, calm down. That song is going to be the song of the year. So over to the next one, Best Female Artist, Tems, Simi, Ira Star, Tiwa Savage. Definitely Tems. Or between Tems or Ira Star. But I'll go for Tems though. Tems all the way. Best male artist, Asake, Rema, Kiss Daniel, Ruga, Omale, Burna Boy. Rema. I go for Rema. Next rated, Young John, Shea Vibes, Asake, Victorini, Spyro. I go for Asake. But I would have gone for Spyro though. But Asake is going to win this. Rookie of the Year, Odumodu Black, Bloody Civilian, Bayani, Gucci, LT Skills, Kaid. Odumodu Black. African Artist of the Year, Rema, Burna Boy, Mawa Loud from Morocco, Black Cherry from Ghana, Diamond Platnumz. This category award is definitely going to Burna. Lyricist on the road, we have Ladipo Clowns, Vector Clowns, Piper, Fly Talk Only, Alpha Ogini, Vigilante Bop, AQ, Family First, Tech, SDC, Live Life. Vector. This is gonna be between Vector and Ladipo. Alpha Ogini is an amazing artist. I've listened to his songs countless times, but sorry, Ladipo or Vector. But if I'm to pick, I'll pick Vector. So over to the international artist recognition. Shane Love Combs, Hall of Fame. I don't know. Okay, international artist recognition. Okay, they are going to be recognizing Shane Love Combs, Hall of Fame, Yusor Ndua. We have Best Inspirational Single, Stand Strong by Davido, featuring the Sunday Service Choir, Jairi, My Provider, Limo Blaze, Jairi. This year, Victor Thompson, and He's the Greatest. Eze Bube by Neon Adejo Tubechuku. He has done it. Nathaniel Bassey and Messi Chinwo. I think Tubechuku might. I get backing by Victoria Orenze. Best Inspirational Single category. Stand Strong. When I stand strong. Obi Ono go minus. Obi Ono. I go for Tobechuku by Nathaniel Bassey and Messi Chinwo. Digital Artist of the Year, we have Burna Boy, Ara Star, Rema, Omale, Kiss Daniel, Ashake. You all know who the answer for this is. Rema, special recognition will be going to Sand Sultan. Recently, I saw the message that his wife wrote down for him on the socials. He was a great man indeed. Fire, 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 Lily. That was the song he sang with his kids on his Instagram post. I still have that, you know, that video on my phone. I love that song, you know. Kai Samsutan, great artist. I had a session on him. I hope you go and check it out, you know. And over to the last and final category, International Artist of the Year, which I spoke about earlier on Drake, Future, Selena Gomez, Don Toliver, Ed Sheeran. I told you Future is definitely gonna be bagging this award. So let me know in the comments what you think about each category and who do you think will be going home with the headies in each of these categories. I remain your host, Israel Olufemi Makonjola. With these few points of mine, I hope I was able to convince and not confuse you that my prediction is accurate. So till I come your way again.